Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in the studio today is Mr. Dirk Stamp, who is the owner of The Wine Cellar. I like to call you The Wine Cellar.
Absolutely.
As in S-E-L-L-E-R.
Correct.
You have been up right between sort of northern end of Monument and southern end of Palmer Lake, sort of straddling that line for a great many years.
Almost 20.
Almost 20, which is a wonderful thing. And I think you are yet an undiscovered treasure, at least this far south. So we've got to get some folks coming to visit you that haven't seen you before.
More than happy to have them come up.
And encourage those who are loyal to you to come see you more often.
Never hurts.
Dirk, you have a heck of a background in wine. You have a heart and soul and a passion for this business. Let's talk about you for a minute. Tell me a little bit about you, how we got you here in Colorado, and what is it that drew you to the world of wine and you're wanting to pass that along and share that love of wine with others?
Very simple, as a woman. Back in the early 90s, I was a young, dumb lieutenant stationed in Germany. Knew a lot about beer and how to have a good time, but I met a special lady that is now my wife, and she liked a little more cultured, and we would go out and travel around Europe, and wine was much more prevalent in Europe than beer was overall, so decided, wow, this is actually kind of good. So really, that was the genesis, was wine. It was my wife, and
wine woman, wife.
Yeah, there you go.
Now you're winning in the wine world.
Winning in the wine world, yeah. So it was fun.
It's a wonderful thing. And you have developed a gift for uncovering wines that are extraordinarily good and a very good value. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as we progress through our discussion today. So I just one side story for you. In my very late teenage years, in Florida, I was in the world of liquor sales, retail liquor sales.
Oh, you were too? Okay, yeah.
We learned wine. Uh-huh. They taught us wine. I was a whopping 18 years old, and I developed almost an addiction to German white wines.
Nice and fresh. I love those. Yes, we had plenty of those in Germany, too.
Oh, no doubt.
When you lived there, for sure.
Those had always been my favorite. Mm-hmm. I am married to a woman with extraordinarily good taste and a good nose, if you will, for good wine. And though I left alcohol behind 35 years ago, I love the aroma. And I will ask her to pass her glass to me so that I can swirl and just inhale some of that.
Because some of them can be pretty intoxicating.
They are. They're just luscious. Yep. And again, Dirk, you and I also did some work together in another of my past lives, and that was fun getting to know you then. It was a banquet catering sort of event setting, and I believe you provided wine for us on occasion.
We did, vacation, yes.
It was really good times. So that's sort of how I've gotten to know you. It's how I plugged into the world of wine so long ago and how I stay attached to it even now. And it's a treat to have you here. All of that to say, it's a treat to have you here.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's get started. You pride yourself on what you call authentic wines.
Correct.
Define an authentic wine.
You know, it's as simple as wines that are born in the vineyard, not in the boardroom. There's a lot of corporate wine in the world these days, mass marketed, and those are, I call them designer wines. Somebody in a boardroom says, wow, people are looking for a little bit more vanilla in their wine. This is what we need to do, or it's not concentrated enough. So we need to add mega purple to make it more palatable to these perceived consumers. So what I believe in and always have, and it's been part of my journey starting in Germany and ever since, is working with smaller, but not don't have to be smaller, vineyard sites and wineries where they just take what nature gives them. And often the wines are done what they call a wild yeast ferment. So literally you put the grapes in a bin and you let them sit. And if you let them sit long enough and you start to push around the pulp and the juice, the actual wild yeast that is on those grapes from the vineyard will start the fermentation. That's a challenge because you don't have as much control, but you get a much more distinctive, authentic wine.
Ah, very nice. Very nice. And you have built a wine club around authentic wines.
Absolutely, yes.
Let's talk about membership in the wine club.
Okay. It's pretty simple. It's we have two price tiers. You have a $30 price tier or $45 price tier. For that, you get two bottles of wines that we select. So I have tastings with wineries that come to my store on a weekly basis. So I taste wine from around the world almost every week, all the time. And I, when I find things that really grab me and that, you know, I'm passionate about, I buy a special lot and I put together notes and information. So you walk in the store and you sign up for $30 for two bottles of wine or $45 for two bottles of wine, and you get notes and information, you get recipes, and you get a fun little blurb about, you know, whatever I think is interesting and relevant in the world of wine or about those wines.
To learn more about The Wine Cellar and Dirk Stamp, it is thewinecellar, SELLER.net, thewinecellar.net. And I want a sidebar here, too, because you also have an app. And on that app, you can receive information about a monthly special.
Right.
Wine pairings and tastings.
Absolutely.
Things that you have going on at the Wine Cellar.
We do a lot of events, absolutely, as well as in-store tastings. Every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 4, you're welcome to come up to the Wine Cellar, and we have four unique wines open that, again, we believe are authentic. We just did some beautiful French rosés this past week. It's rosé season coming up. I met a winemaker from Rioja a couple of weeks ago, loved his wines, brought those wines in. We have... always something to learn, and I think the best way to learn about wine is you've got to smell it and taste it, period.
Agreed. I can smell. My wife does the tasting.
Yep.
Whenever she lights up.
Good.
I know she's hit a home
right,
run.
Yeah.
How do we download the app?
You can go to the Apple Store. I don't know if it's on the Android side set up right now, but on the Apple Store, you just go to the Wine Cellar, and it's a free app, as well as just go to it mimics the website.
Yeah.
But it's a great way to find out what's coming up and what we do.
Yeah. Stay in touch with the world of wine.
Absolutely.
Super easy. Wine and food pairings. And you like to do that in a way that you make those simple, because to me, that seems like it becomes an art as much as it becomes a science.
Right. I would say when people come in, because I get a lot of people that come in and say, oh, we're getting ready to, what do you want to pair with salmon, for example? So first, the most important thing is to get a sense of what they like, because if they don't like Riesling, there's no reason to recommend Riesling. But what I talk about pairing-wise is you're not trying to match the protein, you're trying to match the preparation. So a lot of people get wrapped around, oh, I'm having, again, salmon is a great example, and think about two ways of preparing it. One, if you poached it in a lemon beurre blanc sauce, it would be beautiful with an expressive Pinot Grigio or Sauvignon Blanc. But take that same salmon fillet, put a little cumin spice rub on it, put it on a cedar plank on the grill, and Pinot Noir or Grenache are its best friends. So it's not the protein, it's the sauce and the preparation you're trying to pair to. And go for intensity. So if you've got a big, bold, heavy meal, you need something, a wine type that's more substantial to hold up to that. And if you've got a really light, delicate dish, you're just going into the more delicate realm of the wine world. And then it's just a matter of finding what flavor works for you.
Let's talk very quickly. You have two specials going on right now. A promotion, six bottles for $66. And this is where you can go visit Dirk, and you can choose six bottles and pay $66. I imagine there are some limitations there, but
not much. Actually, it's any wine that's in our store that's 15 or under. So you get to go in and pick. And yeah, you know, if you maximize it, if you pick six wines that are $15 each, it's the equivalent of a 25% discount. So
yeah, very, very good bargain.
You know, we just want to let people know who we are and show them
the
unique wines that we have to offer.
And probably for the more advanced wine drinker, a very appropriate a promotion, and one for somebody who's a little more adventurous or maybe a little newer in the world of drinking wine, your monthly special where you will put together a case of wine.
Absolutely.
You choose the wines, and you can buy that case for $109.
Yeah, and that represents about a 20% discount as well. So, 12 wines for $109. Great stuff.
Dirk, a genuine pleasure.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate the opportunity to partner with you here at KRDO to serve and support you in your business. And we hope to visit with you more often.
Anytime. Thank you.
Again, Dirk Stamp, the owner of The Wine Cellar. Visit TheWineCellar, SELLER.net. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson. We are back next Sunday morning right here at 7 o'clock on KRDO News Radio. And catch us by podcast on demand, KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.